Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Friday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will start with a bit of good news. Mike came through the procedure well.
Woo!
We actually got a text from Carla during the recording of the bonus show yesterday,
yes.
And I replied to her, please give him our best. We've sent a basket of muffins and kiss him on the forehead for me. And she replied with a wink, so I don't know if that means he's going to kiss him or not.
Well, for those of you wondering, Mike O'Mara had hip surgery.
Indeed.
Just 24 hours ago, and he is coming through with flying colors. I had a brief text exchange with Mike around 1:20 a.m. this morning.
Oh, so the painkillers were wearing off and he was bored.
As he woke up from Ambien.
Oh.
And he says, they gave me Ambien. He'll give you all those details, though, when he returns, hopefully on Monday. But for now, it's the Robin Oscar show.
Exactly. And I know there's a few things you wanted to talk about,
yeah,
Oscar.
Yeah, a few things. Look, the main mandate on this program is to make you laugh.
Right.
We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't acknowledge what has happened just hours ago in Dallas, Texas. A tragedy.
Horrible thing to wake up to.
That I saw unfold live on the news last night. Went into the wee hours and then woke up this morning with even worse news. But our prayers and thoughts are with the community and our listeners in that area and across the country. This is a fun job, but days like this when you wake up and you have to question how you're going to muster the energy and put on that brave face, not to just completely break apart in tears because of what's happening in our country right now. Regardless of your politics, regardless of your viewpoints, we really gotta get together and
it's
get a hold
scary.
Of this.
It's really scary. What the thought I had is this is a mood in our country that hasn't really been around since the tumultuous 60s.
Yes.
I mean, there is a weird feeling in the air that is not just sad, but in many ways frightening. Mm-hmm. And I agree, Oscar, the only way it can be defeated is finding a way to come together.
Absolutely.
And I hope we can.
So we're here to make you laugh.
Please.
We're going to move on here and continue with the show. But again, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody that has been affected from this tragedy in not just the Dallas area, but across the country, Minnesota, Louisiana. And
so many levels to it. It's just horrible.
And hug someone. Give them a big hug when you see them if you can, because I think a lot of people are having a tough time processing. We do this for a living. I'm personally having a tough time processing this.
I agree.
And it's just tough. So we're here to make you laugh. We'll do our best. We'll do the show. We'll figure out if I'm going to get fined $2,000 for not getting a permit for construction. I found that out this morning.
The weird thing is the $2,000 penalty, there's nothing fine about it.
Yeah, the yucks keep on.
As a matter of fact, it kind of sucks.
The yucks keep on coming for you all. We will be back in just a bit.
Very good.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So what do you think?
I don't think the sign's going to work and giving
by... The sign is wrong. The sign is wrong. A jingle. A television campaign. The Desert Inn has heart. The Desert Inn has heart. The Desert Inn has heart.
It's enough. The casino is our main means of income. Not the coffee shop, not the show. The casino, that's what pays all our bills. So if we give everybody their money back, we can't pay our bills. I'm sorry, we can't change our policy.
Okay, play a fun word game with me. This will do it. What do you think of when you think of a hunting lodge?
Hunt.
Yes. What do you think of when you think of a rest home?
Your rest.
So, you see, we're going to associate the Desert Inn with something beautiful. You don't think of anything here now, do you?
Gambling. That's why people come here.
That's
right. They gamble. They want to go to hunting lodge. They go to Wisconsin. They want to rest. They go to New Orleans. They want to gamble. They come to Vegas. That's what it's called, gambling, Las Vegas gambling. Now, you're a nice guy. You make me laugh and everything. But our policy is we can't give your money back. I'm real sorry. Say goodbye to your wife. I got to go home.
What about Miracle on 34th Street?
It's a Christmas movie.
Yes, it was. Now, there was Gimbals, who was afraid that if they gave something up that they would lose. And they wound up benefiting. He was afraid that if he gave to Macy's, he would lose his business, and he didn't. It's the same situation. This costs you nothing. To give us our money back is nothing. You would be the one who would benefit.
Wrong. In that movie, Santa Claus took care of everything. There was Macy's, Gimbals, but Santa Claus came and he fixed the whole thing. We don't have Santa Claus.
Then we get him.
Who?
Santa Claus. We get him. That's the ad campaign. There it goes. I have the chills. We get Santa Claus. He's the one on the billboard. He hands us our nest egg. We associate for the first time ever Christmas and Las Vegas. Las Vegas, a Christmas place to be.
We're finished talking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., sizzling Washington, D.C., it's the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Isn't that right, Mike?
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an area where we think we're so smart. You know, I know that I'm not always smart about losing things, and it makes me feel dumb when I do. But losing things now a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. Oscar's used it. Rob's used it. Mike's used it. We love our trackers. They're fantastic. If you lose your phone, by the way, just press a little bitty button on the coin-sized tracker, and your phone rings even when it's on silent. They have over 1.5 million devices. That's the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again, people, thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com. Enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website, thetracker.com. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the promo code for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS.
Awesome, and we were a little bit late starting today. Oscar was not on time, not through any fault of his own.
No, thanks for highlighting that, Rob. You're a real friend.
Well, no, but it's a segue into the reason that you
No one knows we're late except for the people that just heard you say that we're running late.
Well, I'll
you
say this,
jerk.
Though.
Oscar, who needs friends when we have friends like you? I mean, who needs enemies? Oh, damn it!
Well...
Who needs enemies when you have friends like you?
He was on time with that. Just wanted to say, Oscar, you've already had yourself quite a morning. And yes. I want to know if you wanted to actually read this Facebook post.
Oh, I see you printed that
out. I did because I thought it might be a good setup.
I'll read this.
I do love the fact that under it you wrote, nobody likes a party popper.
Oh, that's what I wrote? What a All right, look, people.
This is a good follow-up from yesterday's program.
Yeah, if you're a party popper.
Right, party popper.
Yes. Sorry, I was trying to deal with my home.
I understand. The very way you live, you
look,
know.
Look, I, for some reason, somehow, the heavens opened up and my father's wallet opened up and I was able to purchase a home in Georgetown, right?
Right.
For those of you not in the area, and God bless you because you're not in the middle of this heat wave or this horrific city with all its rules and ordinances and drama.
And no parking and one-way streets and rude clerks.
Yes. So I made the decision to move into one of the most exclusive neighborhoods in the D.C. metro area.
You are the Georgetown jerk.
Some may say the country. Though,
right. Mm-hmm.
That comes with, you know what? Heavy lies the crown, Rob. Because apparently,
it's uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
No one ever says that.
Well, no one ever says heavy lies the crown.
Everybody does. No one ever says uneasy and yada, 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 yada to get to your point.
He is certainly keto.
Listen, listen to me. All right.
I'm
apparently, you need permits. Permits to do things. And if you don't get them, you get fined $2,000. And this from the helper file on Facebook. I'm not going to give you full credit, sir, but his name is Robert. Already trouble.
Oh, that's already right? That's a name of a jerk
one
right
or two
there.
B's.
I'm listening to yesterday's show, number 1562. Thank you for keeping track at home.
That's right. Scorecard.
Like we don't know, we work here. I work for the D.C. Building Department, and if Oscar Santana's neighbors call us, Oscar could face a $2,000 plus fine for doing work without a permit. Even ripping out walls needs a permit. Replacing a patio, too. No work after 7 p.m. or before 7 a.m. or that's a $2,000 fine. Work on Sundays, $2,000 fine. And Georgetown always complains.
We have a problem.
It's not worth the headache. Rob Spiewak, Matt Bloom, please pass this along to Oscar before Oscar misses it. Okay, look. First of all, sir.
That guy, Robert, he's definitely a one-bead Robert. I promise you that. Oh, yeah. He is a party popper.
I appreciate the heads up. I also would like to say that as a DIY member of the community, DIY.
Do it yourselfer.
DIY. I actually have a membership on HGTV to DIY channel. And I was
hold on. What does that mean? Do you subscribe? Do you get it on the dish?
Yeah, I get all the videos. Get all the videos.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So it's not like you're just not just a television.
No,
viewer.
No. I'm all in.
Sure.
I know for a fact.
He's gesturing
because
wildly.
I talked to my foreign contractor that you don't need permits inside the home unless you're doing heavy construction. What I am building is a passageway, much like the Goonies had when they were trying to find Chester Copperpot's treasure, all
right? Right, secret map.
It is nothing that's structural in any nature. Now, was I a little confused and scared about not being able to get the sledgehammer to the wall? Yes, but that's the Rube in me because I'm not a professional.
All right, breathe for one moment, and I'll ask you a question. How did you...
One-eyed Willie would be pissed.
What is the status of the sledgehammer right now?
Well,
because when we last spoke, the sledgehammer was hanging out of your wall like a lever.
I've got Herman, who may or may not be legally in this country at my house right now.
No, Herman is not an imaginary friend.
No. He's our handyman. Been here for years.
Speaks
perfect English.
Is it really Herman? Is it more Ermano?
No. It's Herman.
Okay, just checking.
Good guy. Really, really, honestly, over the top. Super kind.
And
right?
He knows the rules.
Yeah.
He knows the rules about the permits.
Yeah, but he is not doing the contracting. He is just my consigliere.
Consultant.
Yes. He's actually having someone come over that he knows, that he vouches for to do the work because he's already busy. He's booked up all summer. This is the busy season.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you run into Herman? How did you meet
up with
him?
Well, I was concerned yesterday when I left because there was a lot of red flags that were raised on Facebook. And thank you to all of you who messaged in about the fabric wire that was going through my wall, which I thought was either a fishing lure or some sort of active electrical wire, right?
Right, because you checked it with the FLIR camera.
Yeah, the FLIR camera didn't pick up too much heat, just a little bit was emitting from the actual wire. I said, Oscar, let's not make a mistake. Let's call someone you know that can do this. I called Herman. He called his other friend, and that gentleman showed up around 8 p.m. last night.
Now, was he able to determine whether or not, which I found very entertaining, that the fabric around the wire was asbestos?
I was not there because I was working. I was doing Big O and Dukes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But my wonderful girlfriend said that the gentleman with the foreign accent, because Herman speaks perfect English, this other gentleman doesn't really speak that much English.
She's sort of in the middle, kind of like you.
Yes, kind of like me. Still assimilating. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody works towards.
Of course.
And he said in his broken Spanish that we're all good, that he can take care of it. So I have a professional now at my house.
All right.
That's why I was a little late this morning, making sure that it's all good. Now, I asked him about the permits because I saw this alert this morning, right?
Yes, a horrible alert.
And he said, no, that's not the case. Now, could this man be confusing my neighborhood with El Salvador?
Maybe. Could be.
Possible.
Could I have not used the right word for permit in Spanish? Probably.
Well, it would have to be like permit.
That being said, what I have done is I have gone online.
Right.
Well, Schmosker Fantana has done.
Okay.
He has printed out.
Is this the guy that's Herman's friend?
Yes. He has printed out copies of other permits and hung them on his window to look like he has permits, right? Just in case.
Great idea.
Just in case someone comes by.
So then he'll get in trouble for fraud as well.
No fraud.
Then not at all.
The man can say he was mistaken, and I could say I printed out the wrong pieces of paper.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. This is no more crooked than printing
out
a
not
color
crooked.
Parking pass and putting
it
in your
simply
window.
Simply a Band-Aid for something that needs stitches. Because I could not come and do the show.
No, you needed to do it.
So you'll be amazed what you find online for all of you out there that find yourself in this similar pinch.
Yes.
So you can get something that's high quality. And you don't have to pay for it, shockingly enough.
It's just a JPEG?
That looks pretty good from afar. If someone gets up close, you're in trouble.
Right.
But you have to...
They say, why has permit got two M's in it?
your best bet if you're gonna, put a little band again, I'm gonna work towards the permits.
Right.
I asked the gentleman who wrote in if there's a celebrity line, something that could actually expedite my cause, because as you know, I'm very busy and I'm finishing up school.
Very busy man.
I would appreciate any consideration, sir, if you're listening right now. Feel free to message me privately. You probably don't want these channels open to the general public.
No. Mm-hmm.
But as a member of the press, I would appreciate them because you want me in and out. You don't want me to
hold
cause
on,
a scene when I
walk. Are you a celebrity
there.
Or a member of the press?
Well, in D.C.
Both.
I'm both.
Okay.
So.
Are you also a bon vivant?
As I, Rob, let me help people out here.
Okay.
If you're going to.
The last thing I want to do is stop the help train.
If you need to put a Band-Aid on stitches, much like I just had to this morning.
Right.
Make sure you walk around and look at other permitted homes and see where those permits are placed so you can place your permits in a similar fashion.
What you want to do is place them in a way that they are obvious, but you don't want to call attention.
That way you do not call attention
exactly.
to the fraud you may or may not be committing.
There is no fraud being committed at all.
Now, if
it's not like you're saying, come look at these permits. You're just putting up a piece of paper in your window. Maybe you don't like the glare.
Yeah.
And even better, a bonus, if you've got nosy neighbors that walk around the neighborhood all the time, make sure you make a big to-do when you're hanging the pieces of paper on your windows.
Okay, this is not something I've ever asked you to do, but can I have a reenactment of the way you hung the permits?
So we have a ladder in the home because a lot of work's been a lot of paintings are being done.
Sure.
And we've been working hard. So I took the ladder out, put it right in the middle of the sidewalk, and I said, Shannon, can you get me the permits? Really loud.
Wow.
So everybody could hear me.
Does the ladder have a sign on it that says Rube?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
What? I said, the permits. Now, she was saying what because she really didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh, so
right?
She wasn't in on the scam yet.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to let her in.
She's still innocent. And I said, okay, don't worry, I'll get them.
Don't worry, I'll get the permits.
I knew they were inside on the coffee table with my printouts, right? So I ran in, and then I walked out, and I held them high as I waved them over my head, and I said, I've got the permits.
Hail ye.
Yeah, ringing a bell.
I need the scotch tape. These have been signed off by someone in this country that was born here. Don't mind the foreigner in my house.
That's right.
Sorry, a white man isn't doing this work. I know you're concerned.
Wouldn't you tape them on the inside of your window, though, to protect them from the weather?
Huh. Think about that.
Because I don't think they tape them outside.
No.
Whether or not you have a Rube stepladder and a scotch tape dispenser, you want to have them facing out.
Let me shoot a quick test.
Yeah,
test
I think that's the way to do it. I think that the fact that they're flipping in the wind right now.
Now that you make... No, I scotched them down.
Oh, you scotched them down.
Yeah, I did.
Scotch them up.
That's right.
Let me
let them off.
The inside makes sense. It'll be harder to read.
That's
maybe
right.
throw a little dirt up on the window.
Hey, your windows, they're already blurry.
They're already dirty.
They're
blurry.
Horrible.
Wavy glass. How do you read through wavy glass?
That's right. What does the permit say? It says, we're going to sledgehammer. It in the morning.
Okay. So that's one. I think we've taken care of that situation.
And you've saved thousands of dollars.
Well, look, I'm willing to pay for permits.
Of course.
If they're reasonable.
The last thing you want to do is skirt the law.
Yeah. And if you're listening right now, helpers, look, I'm new at this, all right? We all learn one way or another. Sometimes you learn the hard way. Sometimes you learn the easy way.
Exactly.
Right? And what I'm learning is this, is that if you want to tax me for doing work in my own home,
right,
my piece of the rock.
That's right. You're improving not only your own home, but by improving your home, you're improving the neighborhood.
I've taken the blight of the neighborhood.
Right.
And I am turning into the gem it is.
Right.
I may have wobbly shutters right now, but soon enough, they will be great.
Have you named your house yet?
No.
Because I'd like to call it Blight House.
No. How dare you? It's
the Blight
not the
House.
Blight House.
But it would be
now,
ironic
if you're looking
after
for
you
me,
fix it. Yeah.
I'm on the east side of Georgetown, just in case you're looking for me. The
it's
east
the baddest
side,
part
the
of
east
town.
Side. Come find me, because I'll tell you that you won't.
What?
Because the house looks like any other house.
Yes. Are you going to tell them?
Permits and all, because I am living above board.
Right.
Yes.
Way to go.
Now, this is
I'm
one
so
thing
proud
I have
to be a part of your life.
This is one thing I have an issue with.
Only one?
I'm breaking up the patio at the house.
Right.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Because I refuse to pay top dollar for someone to haul brick.
Is
right?
it true what they say, that breaking up is hard to do?
It is, especially when you have no appreciable muscle tone and no general skill set to do manual labor.
It was in the Neil Sedaka DIY book.
Yeah. I've been breaking up this patio for some time now.
Okay.
Right? Why would I need a permit to break up a backyard patio that roots have already broken up over the years.
What town do you live in?
Georgetown.
I mean, the greater city.
Yeah, I found out I can't get rid of the Magnolia.
Magnolia. But you live in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, look, I'm not killing the tree.
It's a city that is built on needless and useless law. And there are people that make their living with their big feet up on their big desk, milking you out of as much graft as they can get. That's why you need a permit to do
that. Yeah, but the only people that would be annoyed by it are my neighbors. And if anything, I would have been annoyed already because there was a broken patio that roots had grown out of.
I know.
Already. Now they have a nice pile of dirt. Now, does it look like a brick factory closer to my house? Yes, because I've stacked all the bricks because I have not found a dumpster to throw them in yet.
Don't throw those bricks away. You can sell those bricks.
But, no, the reclaimed bricks, not all of them made it out the way I thought they would.
Oh, some of them are reclaimed pieces of brick.
Now, does it look like King Tut's tomb next to my backyard access door?
Like an excavation?
Yes, it does. But you can't, the actual patio area that's at the end of my shotgun backyard,
yes.
The layout,
yes.
Is beautiful.
Sure.
It's a nice little dirt patch. It looks like nature made it. Now,
yes,
and that's what neighbors want. They want something that looks like nature made.
But I and have I consulted with a professional?
Nature also makes tar pits.
The
Oscar.
Arborist said, "Don't get rid of the tree." Didn't get rid of the tree. Didn't take the shade away from the neighbors. I'm good to go. I just feel that there's got to be a line drawn somewhere.
Well, maybe you're not the guy to do it because I think maybe someone who is a bit more informed on policy and law and permits might be the guy to say this is ridiculous. Right now, don't make waves.
I don't want to, but sometimes the little guy has got to fight the good fight.
Okay,
know?
So all of a sudden now you're Jimmy Stewart.
No, I'm not Jimmy Stewart, but if we're really talking about principle here, right?
Or to make it more modern, Tom Hanks. Mm. He's fighting the system.
If you want to do work on your own home.
Right.
And you're not trying. Look, I understand the sledgehammer after 8 p.m. That's a rude move, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't want to disturb anybody, especially my neighbors. So if I work from 7 a to 7 p within the guidelines, hey, maybe I'll take Sundays off. Maybe I'll do that, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should be hurt about it. No one should be perturbed. No one should be disturbed. There shouldn't be a $2,000 plus fine looming over your boy.
I agree.
That would be a soul-sucking and debilitating at this point in my life.
However, you have to admit, it's not just you, it's everybody.
I like following the rules too, Rob.
Right. Well, I'm playing devil's advocate right now. Actually, I agree with you. You should be able to do whatever you want, including burn your house down, which might be the solution.
Nobody likes a party popper.
No one likes a party popper.
I'm such a jerk. But yes, Robert, I need a fast track. I'm willing to pay.
We need to streamline the process.
Right, yes. I'm not going to the city planner's office and sitting in that quagmire that you call the government inefficiency.
What
right?
you need to do is you need to dangle this carrot. You need to say, I can't fix my shutters until I get my passageway. And everyone wants your shutters fixed. So that's what you need to do.
Yeah, and by the way, I've ordered those shutters.
Have you?
Yes. Now, did I go to the place everybody said to go?
No
because they cost $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
I found an outfit.
God, you could get fined twice for that.
I found an outfit in Baltimore.
A classy outfit?
That will take your shutters and refurbish them.
Ah, reclaim shutters.
Yes. Better in new.
Yes. So I'm getting new.
What color do you want? Do you want them in red, blue, or black? We'll make them better new.
With every pair of shutters, you get a bushel of crabs.
Lots of mustard.
Lots of mustard.
So I'm doing the best I can.
And I think that, you know what? That is very, very commendable. And I think that based on the fact that your neighbor came over to see what you were doing, he's not going to be a phone the authorities neighbor.
No.
He's going to be a, hey,
but
I hope you're doing the best you can.
The whole block's on my side because I yelled for the permits.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. You fooled them all.
That font that I printed on, big schematic,
ooh.
But that font's real small.
Now you didn't
and
do like the elder, comic, you the, didn't do Comic Sans Serif, did you?
No.
But I took
that PDF,
right?
And I there's actual blurring tool, and I blurred the PDF. So if someone tries to read it through the wavy glass. At least I think I bought myself half a day.
Sure. And you know what? I wonder if the thing is, though, because of the wavy glass, what if that was like a decoder for the blur?
It's like a lens.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
You might have overdone it. Yeah, it's like looking at a 3D movie.
Shannon, pull that. Hold on. Let me tell her. Put it up back up front. All right. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. I'll be back in just a moment.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Jeez. Back up front.
What if you just got Shannon to stand in front, tap her wristwatch, and say,
like a sandwich board?
Can't wait for the contractor to get here.
Yeah. Or a sandwich board. Legal reconstruction. Like a sub guy. But she's throwing up a big permit. Cartoon-sized permit.
Spinning an arrow.
Yeah. This guy's here legally.
There might be a rule against that. I don't know. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. She's good at yoga. I'm sure she could spin a sign.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great.
Okay, I'm getting some more feedback here.
Okay, can you hold on for a second?
Yes,
we got something
I
got to say, and we'll get that feedback in just a sec.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Warby Parker. If you hate getting new eyeglasses, and who doesn't, you have so many choices that are hard to decipher. You have a hassle of picking out the glasses you want on that whole wall. The expense, forget about it. You don't need that. Warby Parker is the answer for you. You don't have to worry about outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. They're fantastic glasses. Mike O'Mara, I wear them. I wear them every single day, and choosing my frames was convenient and easy. With the free home try-on program, you can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. Warby Parker sends them to you. You choose your favorite styles, and then you get your glasses. You have 5 days for family and friends to help you. Warby Parker takes out the middleman. That's why they're able to give you these great prices. They sell directly to the customer. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to love it. You get a great deal, too. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS.
Mike looks fabulous in his new glasses, so check that out. Warby Parker. Oscar is taking a call right now. I'm sure we're going to get an update as to what's going on. Is Shannon busy making her sign?
Construction has stopped. Someone stopped by the house. Look.
Oh, no.
I might have said that I had printed out certain documents and put them on the window. Right. That was all a ruse.
You know what this is?
That didn't happen.
Schmosker. A lot of
that
times,
was schmosker.
After we do a a lengthy segment,
that
we do
was a wacky bit for the radio.
What we like to do is a reset, Oscar.
Waka waka.
And here is a waka waka reset, and the reset is as follows: this is a comedy radio show full of jokes,
yes,
and half truths and exaggerations.
Okay,
and we're just having a good time.
So Schmosker Fantan, I got a good friend.
Yes, he's great.
He also bought a home in Georgetown. He did it on his own. He didn't have to get his father to step in for the down payment.
He didn't have to talk to his father?
Yeah, and he made a big mistake.
Schmaps and schmother.
He thought it would have been A-OK because he had to go do... He has a radio show on a different station.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He said, I got to go do a radio show, but I need these permits. So he went online and printed out a few, some would say, permits that pertain to other projects.
I see.
Yes. Mm. And then he placed them on his window.
Facsimiles.
To perpetrate that his home was permitted for the work that was going to be done.
I see.
He did mention to me, though, that he's still on the fence about the permits actually being necessary. Regardless, I just got a hot text from him that he just talked to his wonderful girlfriend. Shockingly enough, he's already in a relationship as well. That somebody from the city had stopped by and was at the home.
Right.
Yes. So construction that was going to happen today isn't going to happen.
They've back burnered it for
me.
Oh, my God.
And the paperwork that was on the windows was merely a bit, he says. There was a miscommunication.
That's all it was.
So if you're listening right now, I don't suggest you do what Oscar Schmantana did.
Schmosker,
I apologize. What he did, because there could be great repercussions, and he'll find out about them after the program as he's a professional and he's doing his show too.
Understood.
And he's going to continue and mow along with life, hoping that at the end of this rainbow, there isn't a pot of gold that's going to the city of the District of Columbia.
Welcome to our new show. Mm. It's called Making Lemonade.
It's called Regrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? If you can learn from it, there is no bad thing, because what happens is life is just handing you a lesson.
What are the odds that this guy, the helper, ratted me out?
It's not that guy, I don't think.
No,
I don't think it's that guy.
Couldn't be.
Because you know what? If he had any ounce of sense, he wouldn't have played his hand that way. He wouldn't have revealed himself.
He's had hours to plan his revenge. Mm,
but he's also had hours to sober up.
That's true. Revenge for what?
Yeah. Did you
when someone
him?
Tells you, hey, watch out. You bet you're going to get fined otherwise. They're giving you the heads up, not heads up. You know what I mean?
I think they're trying to help us. We have a lot of helpers.
We do have a lot of helpers.
Well, mm-hmm. This guy could help me with some sort of expedient permit.
And if
for
not
celebrity
that,
justice.
Yes, if someone could
celebrity
help you
justice.
Perhaps change your identity, that might be nice too.
Yeah.
Any sort of help would be welcome. Mm-hmm.
Again, to clarify, if you heard the first break of this program, it's not a smart, and I do not condone doing this. Do not put other permits for other projects on your home. Just to clarify.
That's mm-hmm. what you want.
That is not what the Michael Mara Show is about. We're about following rules.
Right.
And rules, they're there for a reason, Rob. I've been telling you this entire time.
I've always agreed
that
with you,
Mike. Don't start a project without checking with the city first. And always call Miss Utility.
Yes.
Yes.
And ask for Jerry Edwards. Even if you're not digging, just call. Check on Miss Utility.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, because Miss Utility's getting older, and you want to mm-hmm. check on the elderly because it's hot.
Yeah, I always ask what she's wearing.
Hi, Miss Utility. May I change the topic?
Just, yeah, quickly, my last text
please.
From my wonderful girlfriend.
Yes, mm-hmm. Is it I love you?
No, it says, we're effed. Oh. All right, can't wait.
S.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a schmelany to me.
Moving on.
You know, there was something that was brought up by a listener. Like Pony said, we have a lot of helpers.
Yes.
And I will credit this guy by name because he outthought all of us. His name is Jeff Thomas.
Okay.
And he wrote, he says, I feel that Mac McIntosh may have slipped one by all of us. And, you know, I've got a pretty devious mind, and this never occurred to me. Mac confidently stated that he had a big English paper that he wrote over the weekend that prevented him from getting us the poems on time. And then he goes on to talk. Why did we not ask about the English paper? And Mac, do you happen to have it on your computer with you?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah.
I actually wrote it about you guys.
Really?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I'd like to see
it. Is it another four poems that look exactly the same?
No, it's a memoir.
A memoir?
Oh, that's giving it all the best of it, I'm sure.
I can't wait.
So,
a little Longfellow in it?
Hey, help you can straighten out my Longfellow. While he produces that, we also have a taste test.
Okay.
We talked yesterday about aloe for sunburns.
Yes.
And Pony said, did you ever drink aloe? And I
Thank
said,
you.
I never have. And so he brought in some aloe water for us to try.
Big in Asia. I've
have
heard.
You ever had it?
I haven't. I've had coconut water. That's also
oh,
big, pretty big.
I hate coconut water.
But aloe water doesn't seem appealing or appetizing. What do you think?
Well, it seems horrible. And
if it helps my esophagus and my heartburn at the moment, that'd
gooey.
Be great.
Before I taste it, I'd like to see the bottle. This is Aloe brand, A-L-O, Aloe Exposed Original Plus Honey, and it's just water with aloe vera pulp and juice added.
Yeah, Brittany, if you don't mind earmuffs, I don't want to disrespect you or make you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
So cover your ears if you don't mind.
Yeah,
right?
Okay,
no, great. Cover yours without headphones. Yeah.
Maybe
God's sakes.
There you go. That's it.
Matthew Bloom.
Yeah.
This looks like there are male swimmers running around
male
in my
drink. Swimmers.
Yeah,
right?
This is like a pre-vasectomy yes. sort of beverage.
Give it a try. You might like it.
Yeah, why not?
Cheers. All right. Cheers. Cheers and ears to you.
This will help aid in digestion. It lowers blood sugar.
Yeah.
Detoxifies.
Yeah.
You know what it tastes
helps
like?
Helps with weight loss.
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather be fat. This tastes like...
yeah.
You know what this tastes like? Do you remember high school? This tastes like beach week. When all the people would put on too much sunscreen and walk around the halls.
Oh, yeah. What a great week.
How much is that? Then.
I don't know, like a dollar or two?
Okay,
too
so
much?
Not a good drink.
No.
Mm.
Do you live on it?
No.
Do you like it because the Asians drink it?
Of course, I'll do anything they do.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
some
good.
Things you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, don't go to, don't fly into Hawaii, okay?
I'll say that, I got that World War II joke.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let me
skewing a bit old, but historically sound.
I just want to make sure everyone got that. So
thanks for underlining.
Yes. Aloe Exposed Original Plus Honey. I taste a little of the honey, but there is a horrible
sunscreen.
Aftertaste that's now kicking me in the face.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. I'm still sort of having a hard time shaking what Oscar said it looked like.
Yeah.
Do you like that? You into that?
Hey, you know, you take what you can get.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
Maybe you should just take a mouthful and spit it out.
Yeah. Mac McIntosh, noted liar.
You can take, you put your headphones back.
He's
on,
got
Brittany.
His paper ready. All right. Check the date. And then like, give me the computer when you're done. I'd like to see the time and date it was created. That's what you do when you know if there's a cheater involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It looks like it's a, he's got a nice font. It looks like a nice paper.
Go ahead and
paper.
Read off a little bit of it.
Changing jobs. And the date is.
Can we have a little music, please?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I know you're doing 10 different things.
That's fine. Yes. There's a, what happens here is it's there's a certain vagueness to it because you know at the top where you would normally just write the
class and the date,
yeah,
and the,
it says,
the assignment.
Mike McIntosh, his professor, English 111.
Ooh, 111.
Ooh, that's
a, see, you're still in the 100s, son.
it's a good level for him. And the
a,
date on it is
B,
summer
C.
2016. So he's just given it sort of a 3-month
cloud. You don't
cloud.
Like the date, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Respect that. Not
Let's have
all.
A little, here we are.
Okay.
Changing jobs. I was driving up the house in Manassas.
A little higher, if you don't mind. Please.
Yes. I was Thank driving up to the house in Manassas on a cloudy November day. My emotions were swaying from anxiety to anticipation. I knew something wasn't right when I didn't see any cars parked on the side of the road in front of the house. I felt so nervous that I circled the block a few times. I worked up enough courage to park my car, very courageous, and walk up to the house. It was an old Victorian home that I had never seen before, but I had heard much about it. But I had heard so much about it that everything seemed familiar. I reached the door and rang the doorbell and waited. Then the man who I knew so much about and had seen every day online and who did not even know I existed opened the door. He looked at me with a face that seemed like he was very annoyed and shouted, "What?" This was the first step of a drastic change in my life.
Aww.
So there, that's how
Please
the story
continue.
Begins.
I'm riveted.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm trying to advance. Oh, here we go. The scrolling is tough.
It's okay. It's a laptop.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You sure
I had been listening to the Mike O'Mara Pony. If you help, I swear to God, I'm going to pour that aloe down your throat. I had been listening to the Mike O'Mara Show podcast every day for 6 years since they started. And about 6 years before that, when they were on the radio on 106.7 WJFK as the Don and Mike Show. The show consists of three leading personalities, Rob, Oscar, and Mike O'Mara. Odd and badly chosen order of names there.
Yeah, you know, we want last names.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just Rob and Oscar. Like we're cats.
Yes. His two cats and his wife.
Plus their IT guy, Matt. But everyone calls him Pony.
Pony.
I was listening to them on the iPhone when they mentioned they had a shortage of interns. I knew that this would be completely new to me, but I love the show so much, I just wanted to be there to help them out. Waiting for that to start. I messaged the guys on Facebook, and after a week, I got a response. They wanted me to come into the studio next Wednesday, which happened to be in Mike's living room. I started to plan everything for the live interview. From the clothes I was going to wear, oh my Aww. God, no, I
this
remember the
sweet.
Clothes. Thoughts began to race through my head, reminding me that I was an antisocial person. Really, you need reminding of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There was no way I could become part of a show that gets over 40,000 downloads every single day. That's 100,000 downloads. What if I got the day wrong? What if nobody's home? What if I was too, I knew it was too late to back out, so I parked the car, walked to the door, and rang the doorbell. I was starstruck when I saw Mike open the door, but that faded fast when he yelled, "What?" thinking I was a solicitor. I replied to Mike, I'm sorry. I'm really nervous. I think I was scheduled to be interviewed today. Hearing this, Mike seemed even more annoyed. He invited me in and brought me to the studio and began to make a call. There I was, sitting in the studio that I had seen so many times when watching the show on Ustream. The room was very cramped with a lot of audio equipment scattered around. The room was surrounded by black wallpaper with the show logo on it, and the center was occupied by a giant console that staged all the microphones, cameras, and audio mixers and processors. Oh, Mac, this is horrible. This room was where the magic happened.
Oh.
All right, I quit my job at Office Depot the next day and got to talk live on the show a few days after that. Since then, I've been a... Oh, this is good. Since then, I've become a regular speaker on the show. Have you?
Somewhat.
Yeah. Do you have your bit prepared for today? Your regular speaking bit?
You know what I was getting at.
I think we all know what you're trying to get at. All right.
I'm a host.
I'm a regular. No, but the thing is, if you're going to lie, lie bigger.
I'm a host.
He's made himself into Paul Harvey. It's the top of the hour. Let's go to Mike McIntosh.
It's time for the Mac Attack.
Oh, it gets better. He is a regular speaker on the show, a video producer, and even the producer of another podcast on the network. Tech411.
Yeah, you are.
I would not be as happy as I am now if I had stayed at a mundane retail job. Sometimes if you need a change, aim for something of your dreams. You might just get what's best for you.
Oh, wow.
Now, I cut out about two paragraphs reading that.
You're pulling on my heartstrings, buddy.
But that is really not a three-day paper, is it?
It is.
How?
Outline, getting the thoughts together, and a lot of it was...
And, of course, crafting the lying narrative.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, I had to concoct the whole thing.
Right.
Oh, he did. He actually did this on July 4th, though it says you created it at 1:02 a.m.,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you were done not 14 minutes later at 1:16 a.m.
Because I did it on my other computer and it was uploaded. Oh. It was uploaded to OneDrive. Mm.
Total editing time, 13 minutes.
Did it on his other computer.
Yeah, okay. I have my desktop. Mm-hmm.
Sure. All right. And what's not to like. Sure. Yeah, that's nice.
That's pretty interesting.
So, right,
but
really,
July 4th. So you got done with your big day of fireworks and then you knocked this out.
No. This was July 4th at 1 a.m.
Oh, so it was Sunday the 3rd. Night. It's Sunday into Monday.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well,
congratulations. And how many hours total you think you spent on that paper?
I would say about 13 hours, maybe more.
Yeah. Well, look, the story has a lot of depth in it.
It does.
Right?
And a happy ending and wonderful character development. Is there going to be a sequel?
Maybe.
God, I hope not.
Mac, I'll tell you, I used to really hate you. Really, really hate you. I know we worked together.
Well,
but
thank you.
But it was really, really tough seeing you disappoint so much. But the fact that you left Office Depot for us means the world to me. Mm-hmm. I hate you a little less today.
And you know who was really happy about that?
And I'm rooting for you now, Mac. I used to root against you before.
After hearing that
Good
paper, the person
yes.
who is happiest is all the people at Home Depot. It really is a win-win. Stick around. When we come back, some musical fun. And also, I'm very worried about a dog. My heartstrings are... They're being tugged.
All right.
So when we come back, we'll talk about that. That's what's up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mac should have bought his paper at Amazon.com. He could have just purchased a paper and turned it in. I bet they sell that.
Good to go. Actually, listen to Amazon.com. Listen to the show and think about Amazon.com.
Exactly.
We've got Prime Day. Around the corner. Mm-hmm. All right. July 12th is Prime Day. You may well ask, what's Prime Day? Prime Day is like your Black Friday in the middle of the summer where Prime or Amazon Prime, if you're a Prime member, offers you deals that you haven't seen for months.
Unreal stuff.
And you can sign up for your free Prime membership, free trial on MichaelMarishow.com. We've got a banner there. You cannot miss it. Prime Day is just days away. Take advantage of the incredible deals. I myself am looking for an air conditioner on Prime Day.
Yeah, it's only one.
I need to get at least one or two units coming to the home.
Yes.
But in general, if you're a Prime member, there are so many benefits. You get access to the Prime Video, Prime Music. Do it through the MichaelMarishow.com. Don't do it through anywhere else. MichaelMarishow.com. Use our Prime banner and you'll get access to Prime Day just days away.
You see, it doesn't cost you any extra, but every time you use our banner, we get just a small percentage.
Yes.
And it really, it's the engine that keeps this show running. Mm-hmm. Best and easiest way to support your show, this show. So just go to MichaelMarishow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart and then shop like you normally would.
Good to go.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Now, due to no fault of my own, just by dumb luck, when I adopted my dog Linus, he was a rescue and I got him through a rescue organization. It turns out that he had a brother. Linus's original name was Mikey, and there was another.
That would have been real awkward if he kept that name.
I know. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And his other brother was adopted by someone who, because they are a fan of this show, turns out I know the owner of Linus's brother.
It's 2 degrees of separation.
Exactly. And his brother's name is Scooby.
Scooby.
And so a lot of times I get tagged in these posts and I get to see what's going on with Scooby. And I'm worried about Scooby, Oscar, because there was a video posted on Facebook by the owner of Scooby.
Scooby.
And the problem is the video says, Scooby loves mints. And they're feeding the dog peppermint candies.
Peppermint candies, do they have chocolate?
No, but it's just peppermint. Okay. But dogs shouldn't be having candy. Period.
I don't think that's part of their diet.
No. I mean, I had
two dogs, both dead, but I had them.
Delicious candy.
Delicious peppermint candy. And so the weird thing is the dog obviously loves the candy, and the owner says the dog has very sweet breath. Said, well, if you're feeding it enough candy to change its breath, that's too much candy.
That would be a nice compromise there. I used to give my dog those bones for good dental.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's a racket.
And baguettes.
And baguettes.
That was
weird. Fattest dogs in the world.
Really?
Well, my mom was lonely, and she would go home, and on her way home every day when I had a Weimaraner and a black lab,
okay,
she would stop by the Giant, as she would say.
Because those dogs could be beautiful, lean
dogs. Oh, yeah. Not my dogs.
No.
Because my mom would go home 5 days a week as she would slog back from D.C. to the Maryland suburbs.
Right.
And she would pick up three baguettes, one for the family, her and my father.
The long French bread?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You know, they're $1.29 these days, I think.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Freshly baked bread, one for the one for my mom and my father, if he was in town. And then the other two were individually for the black lab and the Weimaraner.
A loaf of bread every day for a dog.
Yep. We'll keep the doctor away.
They won't keep the doctor away. Wow. Okay, so maybe that's not good, but I don't think candy is any
better. So I can't throw stones at glass houses as for a foreigner in this country. For some reason, we show affection with food.
Well, you know what? That's fine. But I would think within the family, it would make more sense than with the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, the weird thing about seeing your dog's brother grow up online is you see the similarities. And they are almost identical in size. They have the same facial expressions, except where Linus has white hair, Scooby has dark hair. So he's kind of like a negative image
but
of my dog.
But you get a perspective that most people don't.
Exactly. Okay. But the problem, I was watching this peppermint video, and at the end of the peppermint video, they sort of pull out wide, and Linus, to this day, remains a fit dog with a nice build. He's a 40. He's held steady at 48 pounds.
Very lean.
Very lean. Well, his brother is now Fat Linus.
Oh, no. It's like twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If you can imagine, Linus is like 68 comeback Elvis, and Scooby is like 1977 jumpsuit Elvis. He looks the same, but fat. He's got thicker shoulders.
No.
His face has gotten big. He's got a belly. And I worry for this dog because, you know, he's got the same... all the
lineage?
Same DNA as my dog, who is a dog that I adore. So if you hear me, if you're within the sound of my voice, please stop feeding this dog candy. Feed this dog something like rice and get him on a treadmill or something.
Isn't that technically animal abuse? I know my mom definitely should have gone to jail.
Probably. I think it is. Yeah.
Because they don't know. Well, I remember when poor Biscayne, my black lab, was at the tail end of his life.
Biscayne?
Yes.
Do you know that was the name of the grease man's car?
Really?
Yeah. Hey, I got to fire up the old Biscayne.
Oh.
So I didn't know if there was any relation.
Blower was activated because Biscayne died. And on his way out, I took him, by the way, I took him right after the show, right?
Oh, did you take him to be destroyed?
Yeah, it was rough.
Oh, that's a tough gig.
And I said, well, how is he going to go out? And I know that he was a foodie because he was so fat. I said, let's go through. I ordered him Alito's pizza. So pick that up.
It's square because they don't cut corners.
So he was chomping on that in back of the car. And then we went through the drive-thru at McDonald's, and I got him his favorite number one meal, my favorite as well.
Right.
So we both munched on that in the car. And then straight to the pound for the old needle.
Well, you know, after a Lido's pizza and a number one meal, I might be craving the needle
myself.
Well,
he was definitely sleepy.
Yeah.
And then once he went for the eternal nap, I sat there in the back and wept openly.
I bet.
Because we couldn't continue. It was selfish of my parents to keep him around as long as they did, right?
Yeah, but that is a tough decision to make.
My point to wait is when I found him in Ocean City, the classiest place to find a dog.
Yes.
During Peach Week, of all things. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
And I brought him home.
How do you find a dog at Beach Week? Was it abandoned by some guy in a fraternity?
There was a puppy mill around the corner.
Of course.
And one escaped, shocker. Out of one of those row homes.
It escaped.
It did. Uh-huh. It did.
How many tickets did you have to win at skee ball to get this dog?
No, it was a purebred guy.
Okay.
And he was a great dog. And then when we left for college, my mom took over his diet and nobody was exercising. This is a sad story. But he lived a nice run as far as age wise.
That's good.
But I remember picking him up to like shimmy him in the car because his hips were bad.
Sure.
And he was huge.
Wow.
Huge.
So
right?
it's best, I guess, that he had
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, but if there are owners out there as far as food is concerned, you can extend the just like Mike, unless you're willing to pay for a new hip, you can extend the life of your loved ones if you just keep the weight off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Duly noted. Duly
Absolutely.
Noted. So stop feeding him candy. I had to take Carrie, when I married her, the marriage came with a cat. And we had Molly for many years. And Molly got what is known as turnabout disease, which was a sort of a cancerous growth in her head.
Oh, no.
So when she walked at the end, she would just walk in circles and fall down. Oh. I know. You can laugh. It's okay. It was funny.
That's something these days you put on Facebook Live.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was most entertaining. But it was also sad. And she was actually with Julia. She was pregnant with Julia when we had to have the cat put down.
Oh, no.
So she was terribly emotional. So I'll go and take care of the drop-off.
Yes.
And so we had the cardboard pet carrier. And took it
cardboard.
Into, yeah, we didn't have like a, you know,
it's such white trash.
No, we didn't. We didn't have like.
Well,
a
put
pet.
Them in a brown bag.
No. It was a box designed for transporting pets.
Okay.
It was. But
I've
it
never
was,
seen this before.
But it was cardboard. It wasn't like a metal and mesh.
Huh. Something classy.
Yeah. Well, okay. it was something that was affordable.
Yes.
And you know what? At this point, it felt like a pretty good purchase because we weren't going to need it anymore. So I take the cat in and drop
Get
it off.
Get the box out. And we'll call it a cardboard carrier.
But the greatest thing is that the guy...
Did Amazon drop something off? Throw the cat in there. Poke some holes in the top so it can breathe.
Take out the bubble wrap.
Yeah.
The guy at the front counter at the veterinarian's office said, okay, you want to wait for your box? I said no.
What? You can- didn't even say goodbye?
No. I said no. You can keep the box.
Look, I know I'm not a cat guy, but you got to say goodbye.
Jeez. No, I said goodbye to the cat.
You gave him the box and said good luck, man.
But I mean, the guy took the guy.
Did you give a donation at least? Don't you have to give a donation?
You have to pay. You have to pay.
Oh, I went to the Animal Society. I had a listener. I got the celebrity treatment. I literally did.
Hey, you're on the radio. I'll kill your dog for free.
No, he worked there. He said we'd make it humane. He had me around the back. He let me go out the back because I was weeping. I was like the big weeping willow walking out around.
Sure.
I just didn't want to see anybody see me cry the way I was as a grown man. And I remember he met me. There's a side entrance.
Yeah.
And I gave a little donation, not that I had to do that. And then he shimmied through the back, stay away from the great unwashed.
Well, a lot of paparazzi up front because there was a rumor out that Oscar was going to be.
I had a private room. Yeah. It was special, but still sad. Yeah. Super sad.
It's really tough. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. And I did let them keep the box. All right. When you were in Phoenix, you lived in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, I love Phoenix.
Did
Can't
you
wait
read
to go back.
The Phoenix New Times?
Of course.
Is that the paper
yes,
record there?
New Times.
Ah, then it's time to have a little fun with music. I think this is going to be fun for the weekend. You're going to enjoy this.
Nothing like transition from pet death
Let's
to New Times.
Where's Don?
Got to talk about an effing dog dying. The Phoenix New Times
put out. I've told him a million times. Can't come out of an up-tempo song to go into a pet death. Get Dawn on the line.
And where are the pictures I was supposed to see? These are the 10 worst songs to ever reach number one on the charts.
Okay.
And I don't know if the youngsters today know how cool it was to like listen to American Top 40. And if you had a song you liked, watch where it was on the charts. And it would go up or down. It was fun to watch. Now it doesn't really, it's not as big of a deal, I don't
think. If you had a favorite band.
Yeah.
And I remember when you could tout and you'd be either you hear it on the radio or you go to Tower Records.
Yep.
Anywhere. You would actually hear people tell you, this is number one on the charts.
Yeah, it was a
right?
big deal.
And now, and even as I was growing up on watching MTV and TRL,
mm-hmm.
it'd be number one on TRL.
Number one. It was number two last week.
Now you know what it is?
Week. What?
Number one on iTunes.
Yeah, downloads.
Yes.
And that's, there's something about that that's kind of cool that there is, if you go to the iTunes charts, you will see country and urban and top 40, all that sort of intermingled because it is overall numbers. But back then, these were the pop charts. According to the Phoenix New Times, the 10th worst song to ever hit number one was number one for 7 weeks, Oscar, in 1993. What's up, man? Hey, yo, what's up? Snow and Informer.
Oh, yeah. Wait for it. Hold on. Can you turn up a little bit?
Yeah.
Look, bear with us. It's coming. It's coming. Here we go. Yeah. I remember this.
But horrible.
Informer. Yeah. Yeah. White guy.
Very
noted
white.
White guy.
And do you remember the name of his album?
No.
12 Inches of Snow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very sexy.
School's canceled.
Yeah. Here's Snow with his special guest artist, Wayne Byard. And so that is the 10th worst number one song.
I love
I have
song.
To agree. This is from the same year, also number one for 7 weeks. I hate this genre of music.
Man said,
hate reggae. Ugh.
Only fools
ruined an Elvis song.
Oh, it was Elvis?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was from Blue Hawaii.
This is UB40 in my life.
That's right. Well, of course.
Falling in love with here, it comes in right now. Boom. Yeah.
See, here's the thing.
Feel the passion. Sliver. The Sliver soundtrack. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's how I got this song in my life.
Sharon Stone, Sliver.
Yeah.
Hey, nice Sliver. But the funny thing is...
Keep it going.
All right.
Oh, this is such a happy song.
But we're too
got a red strap in my hand.
I hate this
hanging
genre.
Hanging out at Bowie Mongers. Enjoying life without permits. That's awesome.
Oscar Santana lives a life without permits. All right.
A better time, Rob.
Number 8. I think you'll agree that this is horrible. Number 1 for 10 weeks in 1979, Debbie Boone. And You Light Up My Life. This song will make you want to inflict pain upon yourself.
Oh, I don't know this.
Really, you don't know this?
I was one.
Yes, but this also, I think this...
Literally one.
This Uno, where you were, right?
Uno. And in Bolivia. We didn't get this.
Debbie
they
Boone.
They were importing sure. Debbie Boone.
Debbie Boone.
We were getting Civil War. Maybe somebody smuggled GNR in the 80s.
I don't think they smuggled it in. Anyway, this song, big at weddings, but amazingly, number one for 10 weeks. Here it is.
What? Turn it off.
Boo. Was it Urban Cowboy? What was this on?
This was a standalone hit.
Boo.
I know. All right. This will shock you that this is on the list and that I support it. I don't like this. Number one, 7 weeks, 1982. Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder. How could two of my favorite people make such a horrible song? Ebony
and Ivory. I know this song.
Of course. I think it was Paul's second to last number one hit.
Why don't you like it?
Stop it. Because it's a dumb song. Oh. It sounds like a song that took less time to write than it did to record. 1983, number one for 4 weeks. The very saucy Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. You remember this?
Turn around every now and then a little bit closer. Oh, no.
I wonder what's better about Oscar. His...
Turn around every now and then. Oh, she's from the Bengals, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, geez.
They did that Walk Like an Egyptian song?
Yeah, they did that. Yeah.
Was this a video on MTV?
This is an old school.
Hot girl, right?
Yeah.
Really attractive in her day?
No.
No?
No, she might, well, her day might have been right after we defeated Japan. She
good
was
song,
older.
Though. Oh, I think this might have been on the Mannequin soundtrack.
You're putting everything in movies.
That's how I know music. I grew up on HBO.
1993.
And Sesame Street.
Number one for 5 weeks. Meatloaf.
Oh, yes. When he's not falling off stage, he was creating hits like this. The man may be obese, but he can sing.
And I would do nice.
You nailed it. For love.
Oh, this was the jam, man. I might have made
long.
A mixtape for a girl with this song.
Like 9 minutes, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The best.
Now, the next one, number four, worst song.
I won't do that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Big Dukes hung up on Meatloaf.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one of my favorite
Yeah, we were
moments.
On the air with him, and he was... He might have been on pills, because...
Might have.
This is a legend. But if someone could find that tape, I'm sure someone does. The interview was completely one-sided. We would have a conversation, and this is worse than the Hulk Hogan on a helipad trying to have an interview
really?
With us. Yes. Meatloaf was just not coherent, and at one point, we just had to hang up on him. And then we did renditions of this song on air, talking it up and singing it for the next 30 minutes.
To fill up?
Yes, we're like, F it. We're just going to sing Meatloaf songs.
That's great.
No wonder we're not on air anymore.
Number one in for 14 weeks. I know it was number one in October of 1996.
Hey, can you send me this list, by the way?
Yes, thank you. Because this was number one when I was married, and yes, I did this dance at my wedding reception, the Macarena. Yeah. It was a national sensation.
Oh, my God.
God. I was in seventh grade. This was the worst. Yeah.
I still have a scar on my head doing this dance.
Whoa.
Don't ask. I
slipped and hit my head on a glass table.
Oh, my God. Jeez. I don't have mixed emotions about the Macarena because...
Well, it celebrates your culture.
Well, in the wrong way. And every time there was a wedding, everybody would stare at the Latin people, delete it.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Because, we don't know this.
So as a young man, I was listening to hip-hop because I was a yo boy.
Yeah.
So when this came down, if you wanted to do the kid and play, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
But not the Macarena.
Oh, okay.
Because it was so stereotypical that I was like, I'm not falling into this trap.
I had to learn it for the wedding because we did it at the reception.
Of course you did.
And then we went to Cancun for our honeymoon.
It was everybody was
everywhere.
Doing it, right?
Bathrooms, restaurants, anywhere. If you went to the Radio Shack in Cancun.
Brittany, you're younger. You're what, 24, 25?
24.
Okay, 24. Did you ever have to do this dance? Do you even know what it is?
Yeah, I know what it is. I used to do it at home.
Oh,
I know.
God.
I know actually a good portion of these songs, even though they're
transcended
older.
Generations.
Yeah, it really. Okay. I was
hoping you'd say no, but you actually have made my point. That song is forever known.
Yeah.
Yes.
In 2006, number one for 5 weeks, only because it was on a television show. This is not a movie soundtrack. This is a TV song, and you will know it.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Daniel Powder, remember when they were sending people home on Idol?
Yes. I like this song, but it was so popular so fast.
It burned.
Tremendous so
burn factor. Number two, number one in 1985. This song, to me, has become a punchline.
Oh, yeah. Man, what a great song.
Is
built
it?
Built this city.
I love this song.
Built this city on rock and roll.
Which brings us, Oscar,
to Who sings that?
This is Starship.
Oh,
formerly,
man.
Formerly.
Big Starship guy right here. Send me a t-shirt.
and buy a t-shirt.
I take a large.
The worst song to ever hit number one, according to the Phoenix New Times. Let's see if you can guess it. In 1985, it was number one for 4 weeks, and it was an all-star song.
Ooh. No, I know what it is. Wait, 85?
What's that?
Hands Across America?
No. Much more bigger stars than that.
There was a famine song. There was a...
it's not the Christmas one.
There was an AIDS song.
I think this might have been the famine song. We Are the World by USA for Africa.
What are you talking about? This is such a good song.
It's not a good song.
No. It's a cheesy video.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool to see all the celebrities together.
Yeah.
Isn't the president in this?
No, but Dan Aykroyd is.
Nancy? I think Nancy Reagan was in.
Oh, did she maybe like record an introduction for him?
There was something involved with the White House. I remember that.
That old bag.
That old bag.
Hey, how dare you?
Hey, and yes, you're speaking ill of the dead. Come on, babe. Shh. Be nice.
We actually sang this song.
Hey, the song's playing, Brittany. You can sing along if you know it.
One.
I'll keep it coming.
Yeah,
keep it coming.
Strong.
There are people dying.
Not bad.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all.
Oh, you do know the words.
We can't go on. Depending day by day.
I don't know the words.
You know what? It's going to take too long to get to it, but I do know this, is that when they recorded it, Bob Dylan wasn't sounding enough like Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder taught Bob Dylan how to sing it like a Bob Dylan impression.
Mean?
He was going in and like singing the melody.
Yes.
And he said, that doesn't really sound like how Bob Dylan would sing. Stevie Wonder is a very talented impressionist.
Yeah.
He said, you want to go, there's a choice we're making. So he taught Bob Dylan how to sing like Bob Dylan.
And you can't say no to Stevie Wonder.
No, you cannot.
You
anyway,
can't, right?
So those are the 10
Thank
worst
you, man. That
songs
was so much fun.
To ever
send
reach.
Send me that list.
I will. I'll send you all the records.
I'm going to jam out as I'm in the permit line.
I was going to say, you can listen to it in prison. when we get
You jerks.
When we
have a final to finish today.
Oscar Rotzi, right after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein, and I'm drinking a smoothie.
And we're going to tell you why you'll never think of that expression the same way again. On this week's episode of the show, does Rob finally join a gym?
He better.
You're so mean. Gary Stein brings a great music game.
Thank you.
And I win an Emmy.
Who can beat that? Buy a t-shirt.
It's true. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
New show this weekend. And before we get to Oscarazzi, here's the boss man.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Vistaprint. It's the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Right now, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under 10 bucks. We've been asking you to send our cards in, send your cards in to the Mike O'Mara Show, and Rob Spiewak's got another one for us right now.
Check this out. This is Danielle Tate, who has a beautiful two-sided card. On the front of it is her picture, and on the back of it is all her information. I love the fact that they can do two-sided cards.
Oh, yeah.
Vistaprint can do anything. She is known as the elegant entrepreneur.
Yes, and if you're a fan of any business or startup podcast, maybe you want to start a business. The podcast is called Bootstrapped. She was a guest on there.
Very cool.
New episode dropped just yesterday, and I think you'll have a lot of fun. It's me and a couple of my professors from the business school, the Smith Business School. Robert H. Smith School of Business at the University of Maryland, as I'm discombobulated.
You're fine. Thank you, Oscar. Back to you, Mike.
Thanks, Rob. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint.com, and guess what? They're easy, 100% user-friendly, and always look sensational. The best customer service, too. Now, remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember again, that's TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today.
You know, it's funny if you do this show for a while, the stuff that really tickles you, isn't it? Cracks me up. Ah, it's Friday, and you know what that means? It means Oscarazzi.
Gentlemen, yay!
Nice. That was a good one. 8 out of 10.
Fellas, before we get started here, we would be remiss by not mentioning that a dear colleague of ours passed, Ann Tier. If you were in the radio business, you definitely knew her. You definitely knew her laugh, as CK, our old program director, said on Facebook that she touched so many people in our lives, and she was a rock star. Not necessarily because she was a rock star in the business she was in, but she was just a genuine, lovely person.
Really, really great. When you talk to Ann Tier, you always walked away from it knowing that you'd had a talk. Mm-hmm. She was dynamic. She was the problem is that the average listener, because she was not on air, she was a sales lady. But Oscar said it right. As far as salespeople go, rock star. And when she was on your side, stuff got done, stuff looked bigger than life, and she closed all the deals, and she will be missed. And I know her son as well.
Yeah.
And condolences to the entire family, because the world needs more people like her.
A true celebration of her life online between all our friends and all our former colleagues and current colleagues. If you want to be remembered, that's the way I think I would love to be remembered.
Right.
As just a celebration, and just too soon.
Yeah,
too
very soon. Always too soon. Thank
you. All right,
Oscar.
Gentlemen, as try and transition here, as you know, the Beatles are a big deal in most people's lives.
Yes.
I'm still trying to acclimate myself to that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because I've been so overexposed by our friend Rob with 2 B's here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When will Ringo Starr stop pretending that everything he's saying hasn't been said before?
Peace and love. Peace and love.
So, Ringo Starr, on his 76th birthday, it says here...
It was yesterday, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. Revealed to the world that the Beatles were actually worried to come to America. Doesn't everybody know that?
Yeah, it's kind of...
I pulled this story.
Pretty obvious.
And then I read it again. I said, what else has he revealed? Can you give us some context here?
Yeah, it was February of 1964. They were already a huge deal in Great Britain. And there had been film in America. I think Jack Parr was the first person to actually show film of what became known as Beatlemania. But all of their musical influences that they really, really cherished came from the United States, because, you know, rock and roll sort of went over there and they were getting it in dribs and drabs and putting together their sound. They were scared that they might not be accepted over here. Even though they were a very big deal in Western Europe, they were worried that they wouldn't be able to sort of crush it when they came over here. As a matter of fact, when you see that legendary tape of them getting off the plane in New York City, They thought there must have been like a president arriving. They didn't think that the people were there for them. And so they were really shocked, genuinely shocked, that we knew about them when they got here.
So, again, Ringo starts fighting to stay relevant.
Yeah, doing his very, very best. If he really, really his best move now would be going back to signing autographs. Because I don't sign autographs anymore. Peace and love. Peace and love.
All right, gentlemen. I know that we all are in different stages of our lives. Did you have a big wedding, Rob? I don't think we've ever asked you.
It was, I think, 160 people. And the reception was not...
That's a big wedding.
Yeah, it was big.
Okay, don't
and the
pretend
reception,
like it's not. That's huge.
Well, but I'm saying that we didn't go all out on the reception. We did have you know, dinner for 160, but it wasn't at a classy hotel or anything.
Okay, so. I'm on the I think, on the precipice of planning a wedding. As I told Shannon, we wouldn't talk about it until after I graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this, though. If John Bon Jovi was in the city and somehow I got him to sing at the wedding,
good move.
I would have been happy to have a live band present so he could sing with the actual band.
Of course.
So, John Bon Jovi was in Miami, according to TMZ here, and he was filming a DirecTV commercial.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And in the same hotel, it looks like there was a wedding going on. The band started playing Living on a Prayer.
Right.
And then he was there. People applauded him. And then... forcefully, awkwardly had him sing the song on stage with the band.
Wow.
Now, two things can happen if you're famous like John Bon Jovi. You can, in this world of instant media and live streaming video, you can either graciously get up there and pretend like you're not miserable and you don't want to be there, or B, you could walk away, right?
Yeah.
What would you do?
If I was in John Bon Jovi's shoes at that point, I would have to sing it because there's too much bad that would come
there's
away.
There's too much bad, like right?
There's
because
too much
risk.
Because
the video that you would see afterwards is him walking away after somebody in the entire room gets up and claps and kind of ushers him up to sing his song, sing the hits.
You got to figure out a way to handle your brand. And it's a 3-minute investment that makes you look like a hero.
I'll say this. He got up.
Yes.
And he started singing. Every photo and video from that event looks like he's miserable.
See, John, don't do that.
It's probably hard. It's probably hard to get up there and pretend when you're not expecting it. And maybe you're just there as a guest, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I still think it's cool he got up. For you fighting fans out there, we briefly touched on this yesterday. But Anderson Silva is now going to fight Daniel Cormier. As you know, Bones basically dropped out yesterday. If you're a big fan of UFC 200, you know that the main event, one of the combatants that was going to get in the cage, he failed a drug test.
Right.
Banned substance was found. They haven't released which banned substance it is yet, but we were trying to figure out who was going to fight in UFC 200 in the main event. You will see Anderson Silva fight Cormier.
And the winner will be taken on by John Bon Jovi.
Are you is little Robert into that yet?
No, he doesn't like the fighting.
No,
Mm-mm.
I think that would be cool.
Way into the basketball, not so much the fighting.
To hear you have to fork over the $70 for a pay per view in the future because he just gets into UFC. He becomes like a little man. He's like, Dad, let's watch the fight.
What I would say is, son, if you like, instead of $70, let's just go out and fight some of your friends.
In the cardboard octagon.
In the cardboard octagon. We used it. It used to be a cat carrier.
Yeah. How dare you? This is going to make you feel old out of this file. The Spice Girls Wannabe, who wasn't a fan of the Spice Girls.
Great song.
Turns 20 today.
Oh, hey. That's, you know what? That 20. Is odd because I have something in the audio vault that plays nice with that.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
That's strange. I have it. I got time for one more.
Yeah, please. One more.
Also, just a quick sidebar here. If you're going to send us stories online, feel free to send them, and I've never said this to Mike before, but send them with what they're pertinent to, right?
Yeah, one sentence is all we need.
You don't have to tell me. You can say mailbag. You can say entertainment page. You can say for Mike.
Right.
I don't mind reading them, but sometimes like, is this for me?
Yeah.
Is this for somebody
else?
Feels
very foreign.
Right? Okay, just listen to this. Hundreds buy tickets in gardens for tonight's Mega Millions drawing.
Yes.
Have you bought yours?
I will buy mine on the way home, actually.
Yeah?
At the Giant.
Are you going to buy them?
I am. $20.
I bought mine already.
You have yours.
I bought mine.
Okay, cool.
So the reason why I brought this up, a listener sent this in. I'll say that the $540 million sounds great, but apparently this big group that bought is 3,000 people.
So you're saying a huge like collective bought a bunch of tickets?
Yes.
All right.
So Would you be comfortable being part of that collective?
No, there's going to be some figgy miggy. Something's going to go wrong. Right? If it hits, there's no way it can go. It can be honest.
The question that I had when I saw the story, and thank you to whoever sent it in, is I think my number's probably 100 people.
That's tops.
3,000 is too much to be a part of. And I say 100 because if you live in, if you work in a big office, you hear about these office pools winning all the time, right? But 3,000, while it initially it helps your odds, it's still a lot to contend with.
And it's going to be organizational issues, and it really cuts the amount of money you get.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, $540 million. Rob will not buy his tickets. I will buy mine. Oh, I bought mine.
I will buy mine. What is what part of I'm going to buy
I
mine?
I actually bought $20 separate.
Okay.
And I checked the boxes, the tickets that were for us.
Okay.
But if I still win separately, I'll take care of you guys.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to be doing the same?
Of course. Well, we already discussed this.
Opponent, you're out.
No.
You said you weren't buying. You weren't buying.
Yeah, because you're an a-hole. You don't get any money
at all. You're not buying, right?
I'm going to buy you a 12-pack of aloe water.
Thank you.
Oh, you're not buying, right? Just to confirm.
No. Okay.
Are you holding? Are you selling? What are you doing?
Are we rubes for buying?
No,
right?
You can't win if you don't play.
Wouldn't you feel horrible if we won Pony and nothing happened?
No, because it's not going to happen.
Wouldn't it be so funny if we won and we really didn't give him anything? Well, and I still mean, made him come in
you know
here.
What?
Those would be the rules.
Fair enough.
Okay, I've done the math.
Enough. Yes.
$180,000 a piece.
But see, that's not
before tax. Yeah.
That's not life-changing money.
Well, I think, say it's half of that, right? $90,000 is life-changing money.
Is it? It's not going to change.
I think it is.
I mean, it would change the way things are right now, but it's not like you could live the rest of your life on 90 grand.
The one deterrent isn't the dollars. It's how people would fight over it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Who's going to be in charge
thing.
Of that?
Exactly.
Again, if you're out there and you think $90,000 will change your life, go ahead and buy the Mega Millions because I think it'll change most people's lives. For Rob, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
It doesn't matter. Money's nothing to him.
No object.
If I won $90,000, I'd give two rolls of quarters to Pony.
Thank you.
Promise.
Oscar Ross for this week. Good luck this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. Back after this with the final Audio Vault of the week.
So, you love listening to The Mike O'Mara Show? Well, we want to let you in on a little something-something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of full throttle, uncut, ball-busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
That was Brittany, and this is Mike.
This portion of The Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sleep Number. Hey, let me tell you, Sleep Number has changed my life, and I hope it changes yours. I really appreciate all the TMOS listeners that let me know when they go into a Sleep Number store and try out their new mattress. You got to realize that the Sleep Number bed has been changing my sleep patterns for years, and I want it to do the same for you. At the Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness. Go into the store, see a sales guy, hop on the bed, test it out, check it out. You're going to love it. By the way, all these beds are available with optional Sleep IQ technology that tracks your sleep so you know what to do to adjust to sleep better, like changing your Sleep Number setting. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep Number score was a 95, and I feel great. You can't afford another restless night's sleep. You can afford a Sleep Number bed. Come in during the lowest prices of the season sale, where a queen Sleep Number C2 mattress is only $699.99. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to take a selfie with your salesperson. Rob wants you to do that. I just want you to tell him that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Thank you, Mike. We are running late. We'll go a little long today because I got some Audio Vault stuff I want you to hear. So let's open up the vault. And this is the Audio Vault for Friday. Is it the 7th?
8th. It's the 8th.
July 8th, 2016. Let's start with this. I love animal tapes, and Cappy sent me two great ones. This first one is, it appears to be a stray cat.
Stray cat.
Well, not the band, but an actual stray cat, a feral cat, feral on the bench, is walking by a guy's screen door.
Shake it up.
Trey Pop. And so he's actually, the cat is saying hello.
Okay.
And he's talking. So here is a cat that says hello.
What? No, you were saying hello.
heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't
it? That's Pet Cemetery.
At the very end, right there. When I was taking Carrie's cat in the box, I tried to teach it goodbye.
Time to say goodbye.
It was not so good. And this next one is a little visual, so I have to paint a picture. There is a laptop on a chair in the middle of a field that on the other side of the Skype is a donkey. Oh. And you can hear the donkey on the Skype camera, and then donkeys in the field see the donkey on Skype and bray back at him. So these are donkeys talking on Skype.
That's fun.
But they're looking at the monitor.
Yeah, because they don't know any better.
So you wondered that when technology would hit the big farm? Yeah. Technology has hit big
farm. That one donkey's all horned up.
What are you wearing?
Can you play that again? Listen to him. Like, he's worked up. There he is. Oh, he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Where you at?
Show me your ass.
Yeah. You like to pin the tail on something.
Oh, my God.
Next week, we'll have buffaloes on chat roulette. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, the newest episode, has a guy that I'm familiar with from the Larry David Show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and also the new Match Game, JB Smoove.
Okay.
And they're talking about cars. This is pretty funny.
You know what I do with my car? I baby my car. A lot of people use towels and rags to wash their car. You know how I wash my car?
What?
Lingerie.
Oh, my God.
Ladies lingerie. I soap it up and I wash my car. Ladies lingerie. You know why? This is very delicate.
The thing that makes me the most uncomfortable about this is that you have lowered your voice and you're whispering this to me.
I'm setting a mood.
I know, that's making me uncomfortable too.
Setting a mood.
Wait, so is he, the actor's name is Jerry Angelo Brooks, but is he acting like J.B. Smoove?
He's being J.B. Smoove.
Oh, that is awesome.
So great. You mentioned that it's the 20th anniversary of the song Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Next April, this made me feel ancient. The 20th anniversary of the song Mbop by Hanson.
Oh!
20 years ago.
The Brewers now.
And they were, yeah, they were on that show last night that is called Greatest Hits.
Yes.
Where they have artists of the past and artists of the present singing together. I still love their harmony. Listen, they still sound good.
I'm so happy they're not ashamed of their past.
And they actually talk about it. They said that, you know, it's the hardest thing about their job nowadays is putting together a set list because they want to feature their new stuff, but they still love the old stuff,
too. Nobody cares about the new stuff.
That's the time to get a beer.
Play the hits.
But anyway, good for them. Yeah. And I always like to mention that when they first broke, we were watching their video on MTV, and my buddy Brad said, the song is good, and you know what? The middle sister, she's cute. Let us close with this. Conan last night talking about how Florida could play a big deal in Trump if he wants to get elected.
Analysts are now saying that Florida could be one of the biggest threats to Donald Trump's campaign. The state of Florida. Yeah. In other words, Trump may be crazy, but he's not Florida crazy.
That's one from Mike. And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. That's it. Bonus length on that. Congratulations, you guys. Hope you enjoyed the extra couple minutes. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, it's real easy. Send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia. To get your message or birthday request into the Thursday mailbag, send it to me, Rob, with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure that they get it too. Mike, have a good recovery.
Yeah,
get home.
Better.
Hope to see you on Monday.
Miss you.
Hope to see everybody on Monday. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.